Hi, this is Maria Jose Viñas. Welcome to the Science Note podcast. Last year I wrote a story about the California Condor Recovery Program. It was a story of hope, the story of an endangered bird that has made an almost impossible comeback. In the 1980s, there were only 22 condors left in the world. Now, after a successful captive breeding and releasing program, there are almost 300 condors alive, half of them flying in the wild in California, Arizona, and Baja California, Mexico. And now, there is one more reason for hope, a ban on lead bullets that goes into effect this July. Until now, lead poisoning was the main threat for the condor survival. Condors are scavengers, and they sometimes eat carcasses of hunted animals that have been shot with lead bullets. The lead in the bullet fragments, peppering those carcasses, paralyzes the condor's digestive system, and they starve. It is a very slow and painful death. In some cases, biologists catch the poisoned birds on time, and they can treat them. But this treatment is long, it stresses the birds, and it can be very expensive. Environmentalists have been pushing for a ban on lead bullets for a long time. In the fall of 2006, a toxicologist at the University of California in Santa Cruz showed that the lead found in the blood of poisoned condors matched the composition of the lead used in ammunition. This was the final proof that lead bullets were threatening the condor survival, and in October of 2007, the California government finally forbid hunters not only shooting, but also carrying lead bullets in the condor's range. I talked about the lead ban with Kelly Sorensen, executive director of the Ventana Wilderness Society, the only nonprofit in California that releases condors in the wild. Kelly is also a member of the California Condor Recovery Team, and he explained what he thinks is going to happen when the ban comes into effect this July.
I think almost immediately we're going to see some positive changes in the lead that we find in condors. In other words, I think it'll decrease substantially right off the bat. Because I think there are more hunters than not are conservationists. And they really, you know, now that this has been brought to their attention, I think the majority will make a switch, make an effort to switch fairly soon. There's going to be a certain segment of the population that is out there shooting in our landscape that's not going to want to change, and they'll fight it, and it's not the easiest law to enforce. So, you know, we're going to have some lead exposure still. But I think it'll just take some time, maybe a decade or more, before we really truly start to see a food supply that's entirely clean for the condors.
Kelly's association, the Ventana Wilderness Society, lobbied for the lead prohibition. Now that they've got it, they plan to remain involved by making sure that this ban is successful.
Well, our role is the reintroduction of the California condor. And so what we're doing is maintaining the effort to monitor lead exposure in the birds through blood samples, feather samples, and other techniques so that over time we can demonstrate how well the ban is working. We also want to see somehow some hunter compliance efforts done. In other words, let's determine of the total hunters out there what percentage are actually switching.
The ban on lead bullets is good news for the condors, but it does not guarantee that these birds will definitely escape extinction. Kelly explained what the other dangers that the threat condors face are.
We still have to watch the reproductive success of the birds. They're still very young, and they're really only experienced by a couple of years, and that's key. So we need to watch that closely to see how well they're reproducing in the wild.
Although it's still too early to tell if condors can breed successfully in the wild, the 45 birds released by the Ventana Wilderness Society are sending out positive messages. In 2007, for the first time in 100 years, two condor chicks were born in Big Sur. One of the baby birds, Centennia, was attacked by a golden eagle and she died. But the second chick, Ventana, is still alive and flying with her parents. And Kelly Sorensen says that this year, the field biologists working in Big Sur have found three condor nests and confirmed there is an egg in at least two of them. So it may be that the ban, if successful, will prevent the condors born from these eggs from ever eating meat poisoned by lead. For Science Notes, I'm Maria Jose Viñas.